I'm in noisy Milton Keynes next to the bus station, heading to the train station. I'm going to hopefully be catching a train shortly to London Town. It's actually a city. Why they still call it London Town? Maybe I only call it London Town. Maybe only part of it's called London Town. Who knows? Anyway, I arrived, drove here today in the little PAO, the P-A-O, the Nissan PAO, which is beautiful on a summer's day, even though it's not summer technically yet, I don't think. It feels like it with the sun shining. I could have the roof open. The fact it's got like this full roof is it's pretty beneficial for geeks. Number one, picks up GPS faster because the roof is kind of leather look and obviously not metal. Number two, with the roof open, and it's like a, it's not a full obvious soft top, but it's very, very kind of large sunroof, covers the whole of the top of the roof. With it open, you get loads of light should you be doing interviews or video in there, obviously hands-free. So I love it for that reason alone. I still think I should probably keep it, but I can't, I've got nowhere to put it. I'd love to keep it and rig cameras up inside in a similar fashion to our very own Bobby Llewellyn, who's on here, Robert Llewellyn, who's on Audio Boo, who is on Twitter and has been doing interviews from a car. First time I saw it done effectively, interviews in a car, was with Irina Slutsky, Tech Cab Confessions in South by Southwest a couple of years ago. And then, of course, myself and Phil Campbell, as we blasted down the country with Dave Maggi Print and Matt Barnstormed. We, of course, were streaming live from the vehicle from multiple cameras on different wireless connections. Can you hear the banging in the background? That would be flagpoles. Not with any particular nation's flags on, but stuff saying British Waterways and other corporations. What a waste of a good flagpole. So, yeah, I'd love to be able to keep the vehicle as a social media mobile because it really, really does strangely turn heads. Probably because it's a very rare Nissan and people don't expect it to even exist in its weird, cute, 1 litre automatic air-conditioned form. This isn't an advertisement, but should you want to buy it, let me know. It's not going to go for much money, especially what with the government's new proposals to allow everybody to have $2,000 for the car that's been sitting in their back garden as a temporary greenhouse. Right, so here I am. I'm so very close, crossing the zebra crossing. Zebra, I nearly said. I'm British, zebra crossing. Into Milton Keynes Station, and hopefully onward. Better luck today. It looks like there are actually trains running. You can never tell. It's like a commuter's roulette.